Akasha's pebble. Akasha huddled on the beach, sobbing. For a long time, she heard only her heart's tears. When her sniffles finally subsided, the crunchy lap of water against shifting stone seemed to grow louder. It pressed into her ears with the insistence of endless repetition. She kept her face buried against her knees, mesmerized by the sound. There was nothing like it on the ship. Gradually, she became aware of other new sensations too, the uneven warmth of the of fading sunlight on her legs, the random gusts of wind in her hair, the slight dampness of the rocks underneath her. Disgusted, she raised her head to glare at the ground, realizing her pants were getting damp too. A tiny rock next to her hip caught a sunbeam and gleamed with a brilliant twinkle. Akasha stared. The stone pulsed for an instant, then went dark, an insignificant pebble among a billion other insignificant pebbles. She picked it up and looked closely. The irregular lump was deep brown, streaked with gold flecks that flashed when she turned it into the sunlight again. How many times had she been scolded for tracking dirt into the ship? How many times had she swept the floors lest a single grain remain to damage equipment or scar decking? Rocks were anathema on board ship. She had never expected them to be beautiful. Akasha scooped up a whole handful. To her further surprise, each stone on her palm was completely unique. There was another brown and gold one, but it was larger and shaped like a pyramid. Another was pink with violet speckles. A third was so clear, it looked almost like a tiny piece of ice. She tossed the handful aside to snatch for another. Here was a milky white one, and there a silky black one. This one was chalky and striped, that one was bumpy and speckled. Akasha scooped again, then again. She crawled over the beach, picking up pebbles, no longer caring that her knees were becoming as damp as her tailbone. She laughed out loud when she found a clear green stone that could have come from a bottle. It was so smooth. Each stone was different. Each one was beautiful. And each and every one disappeared into anonymity once it was dropped back among the others. The swollen sun sank under the horizon beyond the far shore, and Akasha sat again, shivering as the breeze chilled damp fabric. She held her hand up. The last rock fell to the beach and disappeared. She felt just like that pebble. It was for her own good, they said. An adolescent needed earth under the feet to sprout properly, they said. But Akasha had been born in space. The ship was all she had ever known. Slowly, she picked up one pebble more. It was deep brown, streaked with gold flecks, but it couldn't twinkle in the planet's shadow. It will, Akasha breathed softly. She looked up at the bright star of her ship as its mighty rockets thrust it towards escape velocity. Someday, I will.